News from Oroville, June 8th, 2007. On microphone, Oroasha and Shiraz. In studio, Samuel and Oroasha.
Message from the Seva team. The team is planning for the second survey of Oroville employees. The first socio-economic survey of Oroville employees was conducted in 2000 under the coordination of Seva, SRC, and the University of Pondicherry, and funded by Stitching Desire. One of the aims was to find out what is the impact of Oroville on the lives and livelihoods of its employees, their families, and their communities, and to measure and compare this impact every 7 years. Regarding the survey 2008, two introductory meetings have been held in April and May 2007. So far, it was agreed that the areas of emphasis will be to deepen our understanding in the following critical areas: the status of women and youth, changes in consumption patterns, social concerns, and Oroville-related concerns. In the survey 2000, the outcome was an overall wide view of the employee's life, distribution of workforce, village, gender, and caste-wise, to know what impressions the employees have about Oroville. In the survey 2008, the coordinators will see the changes in this overall view and deepen this view in specific areas. Further, the survey will be used to create better awareness of economic literacy, health, sanitation, and hygiene by strengthening the educational efforts. Those interested are invited to join in this exercise to come for the next meeting, which will be held on the 15th of June, Friday, at 10 a.m. at the Orlec Conference Room, and requests those to confirm their participation by sending an email to either seva@orville.org.in or harini@orville.org.in.
Support organic farm activities in Oroville. The Siddhata Farm's annual sugarcane harvest and jaggery processing is over. Jaggery, also known as whole sugar, is available in Portus, New Portus, Farm Fresh, and Hers, as well as bulk purchase straight from the farm. Enjoy the healthy organic sweetener all over the year.
Do you know what is capoeira? Listen and find out.
Ela nos canta a verdade. Foi por fim encontrada a origem da humanidade. Todos andamos por aí, todos viemos, foi de lá. Mas igual a capoeira, eu nunca vou encontrar, camará. Reviva, meu Deus.
Okay, my name is Tiago, I'm from Portugal, and yeah, I'm here in Oroville to share different things, and one of these things is the capoeira that I learned in Brazil, the time I lived there, and I think the message of capoeira fits perfectly inside of the goal of Oroville, unity of the humankind. Capoeira is the same. So it's that, like, in capoeira we don't have any discrimination. We are all the same. Doesn't matter the color, the size, if we are young or old. We become all one. And that's the spirit, because it's like a circle with music, and we are giving our energy. And yeah, the energy becomes the same energy, like the vibration of each one becomes like the collective vibration. And yeah, that helps the people there in the capoeira to learn more about themselves and to take out the masks and to be real, to be spontaneous and to be free. That's the message of the capoeira, to be free. And if the capoeira started 500 years ago in Brazil with the slaves from Africa, they want to escape from slavery and they want to be free. Now we face the same problem. We still are slaves from the system and from the materialistic world and from so many things, you know, from this society. And capoeira help us to be free and to have a proper life, like in harmony with ourselves, with our bodies, with our soul, and yeah, to have self-confidence and to go forward, face destiny without fears, without worries, and living the present moment. Because when you're playing capoeira, you need to be in the present, because it's not a martial art, but it's like it's a mix of a dance and a fight. So you are dancing with the music, but there's the fight, no? So you need to pay attention, because some kicks can come, and the idea is not to touch, but it's to show the other one, like, your awareness. You're there, you're paying attention. So if the other one is thinking in the future or in the past, you can receive a kick and it can fall, and then you realize, oh my God, I was thinking in something else, so I need to be here in this moment, in the present, and to face this life, and to be spontaneous. So yeah, wake up and be in the present with capoeira, with the music, let the rhythm of the music, of yourself pass through all the body, and just be happy. The main project calls Creators of Hope, and it's like some ways of getting hope to your life. And yeah, we started to work in Tamarai, in the cultural center in the village, with the kids, and yeah, start to teach capoeira here, and the kids, they loved it. And yeah, we start to do capoeira, and yeah, more people start to come. And yeah, then here it's one place, very special place. You have people from the village, Indian people, they come, and they're not Aurovillians, and Aurovillians come, and guests come, tourists come. So it's a place where different people can be together. But yeah, then the capoeira, it's the energy of capoeira, it's that, it's like people want to play, and more people start to invite you, and yeah, then the doors were open to teach in different places, and we start to teach in New Creation and in Verité, and yeah, it was very nice. A lot of people came, and yeah, some classes was so many people, there was no space for not enough space for everybody, and was full of people from all over the world. And yeah, that's the goal of capoeira, and here in Auroville it's perfect place. Like, we started small and it's growing, and yeah, like there are different steps, and I think this is the first step. It's when the seed is throwing to the floor, to the soil. So now the seed is already here in Auroville. Now we need to water the seed, and then will come the plant. Then after the plant will come the tree, and when the tree is growing, will come the fruits. So yeah, I think we throw the seed and the seed is starting to grow. So I hope, because it's my last week now, I need to go back to my country, but some people stay, and I hope some, and another people, the Arobin, and some people, they can stay here, and they teach capoeira. They don't need to be the masters, but we can teach what we know. That's the message, like the sharing. Share what you know, and more people will come, and then I will come back for sure, and capoeira will grow, and more people will come from Brazil, from Portugal, from all over the world, and that's first step, but I hope, creators of hope, we hope that capoeira will be in Auroville forever. That's true. I think will be. I have faith on it.
The capoeira class is still going on despite the summer. Interested to play this Brazilian art? Come and meet us at Tamarai in Erianchavadi every Monday, Wednesday and Friday from 6:30 to 7:30 a.m. At the New Creation Gym on Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. and in Verite on Fridays from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m.
The news is an echo of the activities in the lives of Aurovillians. For further information, please check the website aurovilleradio.org. Thank you for listening.